Afternoon, everyone. It's an absolute honor to be here with all these amazing presenters. So my name is Rachel Berkowitz. I work in Alameda County right now in California, and I'm presenting on The Power of Partnership, a mixed method community exploration of interorganizational partnerships within the Nairobi informal settlement of Makuru. And all of the co-authors listed here are collaborators on this project, including my esteemed colleague, April Young, who my co-student investigator at the time, our faculty advisors from the Rollins School of Public Health and the Interfaith Health Program, the Makuru on the Move team, who you will hear a lot about, and St. Paul's University in Limuru, Kenya. I have no relationships to disclose. So partnership factored into our project in multiple levels. The first level, our study actually explored organizational partnerships among community assets as a component of community capacity using both network analysis and participatory community workshops within the informal settlement of Makuru in Nairobi, Kenya. But secondly, we worked closely and in deliberate partnership with the Makuru on the Move team of community researchers to develop, conduct, analyze, and discuss the impact of the project itself. And so this presentation serves two purposes. The first is to present on our work and explore how this mixed method, network analysis, and participatory workshop approach can be really effectively used in a setting not typically thought of for its assets and not typically mapped. And also to talk about the strength and where we fall on the spectrum, the challenges of CBPR. And so you'll see my nice little stoplights throughout. Green means like, yeah, I feel like we were really at that ideal of CBPR. Yellow is we had some issues, and red is, well, we really didn't meet that ideal. So that's our content. I'm sure I don't need to define this. This is the Barbara Israel et al. Definition and principles of CBPR. But I wanted to highlight the principles in particular because I appreciated how they discussed it as being on a continuum. These are the ideals. This is full-on collaborative CBPR, but not every project is going to hit every principle 110%. So that's kind of the lens through which we looked at exploring, well, where were we, and where was this project on the continuum? So a little bit of context. Globally, in 2012, it was estimated that 863 million people were living in slum conditions in urban settings. In sub-Saharan Africa, 62% of urban populations were thought to live in slum conditions. And in Kenya specifically, approximately 55% of the urban populations were thought to live in slums in 2009. Over 60% of the population in Nairobi lived in slums in 2006. And there were over 100 informal settlements identified in Nairobi in 1995 alone. That number has likely evolved since then. Makuru, which you can see in the map on your left, the little A, is one of those informal settlements. It's approximately 35 years old and is located near the Kenyatta Airport. In 2008, it was estimated to be home to 600,000 individuals. And at the time, HIV/AIDS was estimated to be the greatest cause of death, but malaria, typhoid, dysentery, tuberculosis, and malnutrition were other key health issues experienced within that area. In addition, Makuru is subject to the challenges many slums and informal settlements face: insecure housing, lack of water and sanitation infrastructure, flooding, and overcrowding. But Makuru is so much more than this. The map on the right shows all of the 184 assets, you can't even see it, it needs to be zoomed in way more, of community health assets mapped within just three of the villages within Makuru: Makuru Kwa Ruben, Makuru Kwa Jenga, and Lunga Lunga, between 2008 and 2010 by the team of researchers that would come to be known as the Makuru on the Move team, and we'll talk about that later. The diverse assets include churches, schools, community groups, clinics, mosques, NGOs, CBOs, and government entities. So the community of Makuru contains immense resource and assets, and putting it on the map was the motivation for the Makuru on the Move project. So I don't have a lot of time to go deep into the context of this project, but suffice it to say, it's built on the idea that religious health assets, faith-based organizations and religious institutions, have immense impact in the continent of Africa and around the world, but are not necessarily explored and are not necessarily brought into the conversation. In 2008, in partnership with the African Religious Health Asset Program, the Interfaith Health Program within Emory, and St. Paul's University in Lemuru, with funding from the HIV Free Generation Project, they conducted, with this team of youth researchers, GIS mapping and workshop facilitation to understand the community assets, the community health assets related to HIV, but taking that very broadly, so lots of different community health assets within Makuru. And that resulted in the map that you just saw. Then the Makuru on the Move team actually built on that exploration and surveyed more assets to find 260 assets within Makuru, those three villages in particular, to create an asset directory that was then distributed throughout Makuru as a community. And finally, our project came and was sought to build on the asset mapping that had already done to understand, take it one step further. So not just mapping the assets, but how do they relate to each other, and seeing interorganizational relationships among organizations in Makuru as a measure of community capacity. And I can go more into depth about the definitions that we used and how we understood partnership synergy and what that means if anyone has any questions at a later time. So April and I were actually part of a collaborative field experience between Emory University's Interfaith Health Program and St. Paul's University. We spent 2 months in Makuru building on this project of asset mapping to develop the interorganizational relationship mapping. It's got a yellow dot because though our faculty advisors were in communication with the team, April and I really didn't get a chance to develop the framework collaboratively with the team as a part of this long, ongoing collaborative relationship since 2008. It's just an overview of our methodology, and I'll go more in depth into all of these steps, but we had an interorganizational relationship survey, which led to some initial findings as well as the development of key questions that couldn't really be answered by a survey, which led to the framing of two participatory workshops, one with organizational leaders and one with community members, to understand the meaning and benefit of partnership. So the data collection for our interorganizational relationship survey, April and I worked closely with the team to collaboratively develop the IOR survey. What is the definitions? What are the appropriate languages? And then the team actually went out, because of their deep connection with all of these assets, and conducted the surveys. We used respondent-driven sampling. We randomly selected from the directory that the team had created six organizations from throughout the three villages, and then three exemplar organizations defined by the team as key organizations within the community. From those nine seed assets, we asked them to, the team surveyed them and asked to name up to 12 partners that they work with. Then we would randomly select half of those and survey them for the subsequent waves. And we went 2 to 3 waves out. So from those nine seed assets, 56 assets were surveyed. Now, the surveys told us a lot, and we'll talk about that later, but they can't answer everything. And so we collaboratively developed key questions to say, well, what does partnership really mean in this community? And from that, we collaboratively developed two participatory workshops, each with 30 participants, that went through the meaning of partnership, the benefits, the challenges, and how to really strengthen partnership within Makuru. Data analysis was done using Node Excel. April created an amazing training on Node Excel, which is a free social network analysis software, and went through from data entry through creation of images with the team. I had the opportunity to conduct a training with the team on thematic analysis, and we worked together to understand how we could analyze the data from our collaborative workshops. Unfortunately, 2 months is not a lot of time, and so April and I actually ended up spearheading the creation of the networks and the analysis of the themes remotely, and then have been partnering over Skype with the team to ground truth what we found, to understand if it relates to the truth of Makuru, and to build on it. So that's why it's got a little yellow dot. Just to start to get into the findings a bit, these are four of the over 80 images that were created from the data from our interorganizational relationship survey. From those nine seed assets and 56 surveys, 56 folks surveyed, we actually identified 92 internal organizations and 286 internal partnerships. In addition, those surveyed identified 77 external partners outside of Makuru that they work with and 91 external partnerships. And so what you really see, and I know the font's a little small, in image A on the top left is that Makuru is an incredibly interconnected organizational network. All the different colors represent different types of organizations, and they're all clearly and densely linked with each other. And we're also very confident that had we gone to subsequent waves, we would have found even more connections and even a more robust network. From image B, what you see is the red are verbal agreements, and the blue lines are MOUs. And you can see that having that kind of formal agreement is clearly significant within this network. Image C shows that giving and receiving of advice is a way that diverse partnerships are actually connected to each other. And image D shows that from the red external assets, a few of them are bringing in training and expertise as defined by the internal assets, and then that's getting wrapped around within this dense internal network. From the workshops, we found a lot of really wonderful information. Overall, Makuru was seen as a very interconnected place, and that was seen as a strong benefit both for exchanging ideas, for gathering additional funding and resources, and then just for the sake of unity, that we should all be here together and be working together. Some of the challenges, not surprisingly, include selfishness within partnerships and also not fulfilling your promises, not fulfilling to your fellow partner, but also not fulfilling to the community itself. And to understand the mixed method benefit by having both this community-driven perspective as well as the quantitative network analysis, we basically looked at how those themes that we generated related to these network images. And what we saw is a deeper understanding of what it means, why is it important, why do we see this very interconnected network, and also what some of the challenges might be. For example, with image D, if you're only having a few folk bringing in training and expertise, you have that potential for circular and recycled information being shared, and that was something expressed in the community member workshop, that then there's no innovation. How do you get out of that? And so next steps, I did use this for my master's thesis, and that will be publicly available in a year's time. We're also very happy to be an ongoing remote collaboration to incorporate with the team via Skype to incorporate the findings into a community report with the potential for group publications, but the community report we anticipate will have much more impact. And then Makuru on the Move team has been incredibly busy. They're now manifesting this partnership approach with Leototo, which is an organization in Nairobi, doing community workshops with adolescents to understand why HIV-positive adolescents are not necessarily accessing HIV resources in the area. Here's where the red dot comes in for this slide. It is unclear how the incorporation of this partnership project is going to factor into Makuru's ongoing work. Where's the funding going to come from for doing that, and what does it actually mean that we had this wonderful and robust descriptive analysis, but we don't know what the next steps are? And then similarly, we didn't really have the opportunity for the community to come in beyond the Makuru on the Move team, beyond the workshops, to build on these findings, and it's unclear how that's going to happen. So that's our red dot for this. Strengths and challenges, not surprisingly, this incredibly experienced and committed team is the strength of this project. They knew the assets, they knew the community, and they were able to really ground truth all of the work that we did. The fact that it's an asset-based approach in a place where assets are not necessarily what folk think of first, we think that's an incredible strength of this project. And also the mixed methods, seeing the network images, seeing the manifestation of the partnership network, but then simultaneously understanding what that even means to people and how to actually think about that. Challenges, as I mentioned, bringing the broader community in. 2 months of time on our end was a huge challenge. We wish we had been there for longer. Fortunately, this is a continuing partnership between IHP, Emory University, St. Paul's, and Makuru, so the partnership itself is not short-term. Equal participation in analysis, again, for lack of time, though thank goodness for Skype. We did a lot of work over Skype. But most importantly, where do we go from here? How can we ensure that the community is able to build on this work and that it gets back to them? And how are we going to have that supported for the team with funding? And we are not giving up. We are continuing to work with them to try to figure that out. So really, in conclusion, the mixed method approach was really valuable. Really working together collaboratively with this team in order to develop this work was essential. And the challenges add to lessons learned and can hopefully influence future work. I just wanted to introduce you to the team. They wish they could be there, but they send their greetings. Starting from your left, Michael, Moses, Panina, Lucy, Vincent, Anthony, and Michael. And then the picture on your right is Anthony. He was a St. Paul student who also worked with us throughout the project. They're a wonderful group of people. They're doing amazing work. If you're ever in Makuru, stop by and say hi. And we have the incredible honor to work with them. So I'm certainly happy to answer any questions, but thank you so much for your attention.